Brenda von der John Spencer Blues Explosion in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Wir haben gewartet und wir werden belohnt, denn John Spencer sitzt bei uns hier im Studio bei Flux FM. Eine Rockband aus New York City, gegründet im Jahre 1990. Chef im Ring ist der Namensgeber, Mr. John Spencer, der Sänger und Gitarrist, und seine beiden Kumpels, die fragen wir gleich mal, wo die sind. Vielleicht sind die schon am Aufbauen. Markenzeichen dieser Band ja eigentlich Rock'n'Roll, gemischt mit Soul, Noise, Blues, Punkrock, Hip-Hop, allem Krimskrams, was es so gibt. Und ja, die Jungs haben eine ganz schön lange Pause eingelegt und sind dann vor 4 Jahren zurückgekommen mit einem Album. Und jetzt wird nochmal nachgelegt. Freedom Tower, No Wave Dance Party 2015 ist das 10. Album. Er guckt mich ganz schräg an. Ich hoffe, das war alles korrekt. Was that correct? You're looking quite disturbed.
No, I don't speak German, so I mean, you're asking the wrong person if that was correct.
I could have told anything.
I'm okay.
So, welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you here.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be here.
Where did you come from?
These stools are really comfortable.
Yeah, I know. They cost a fortune.
Wow.
So be careful with them.
Okay. we came from Copenhagen. We were up in, we've just been up in Denmark and Sweden. Mm-hmm. We've been on tour now in Europe for a week. Mm-hmm. Yes. But and as you say, tonight we are in Berlin at the Columbia Theater.
Genau, heute Abend sind Sie im Columbia Theater. How many people on stage? Three?
Three.
Three, of course. As always.
It's always been the same with the Blues Explosion. It's yours truly. It's Russell Simmons and Judah Bauer. It's always been, you know, we've been playing together for about 24 years, 25 years almost.
And where are Judah and Russell right now?
Russell, yeah, I can see through the window there. He's doing
it. He's working.
Yeah, he's working.
Okay.
Judah is gone to the venue to set up equipment.
But you just told me when the microphones were off, you're not so often in New York.
No, we've been very busy touring lately. You know, we are a real honest to goodness working band. We're traveling around and playing concerts a lot, most of the year.
Yeah.
So yes, because we did have a new record come out, as you mentioned, the Freedom Tower album, which came out in the spring. We've been especially busy in the past few months.
People here in this building, in this Flux FM radio station, they like you a lot. They visited concerts of yours and they said, you go crazy, you go wild. Is that still the case tonight as well?
Well,
in the Columbia
Theater? You know, it's not something that we tried. It's not something that we planned, but you know, if the spirit moves us, we're, you know, anything can happen. But this is, you know, it is our life's work. It's our passion. This is an obsession, you know, rock and roll for us. And we really enjoy what we're doing. It feels good to play. And so we keep doing it. And certainly there are some evenings where we get a little wild on stage. And
what about your glasses? Will you wear them tonight as well?
No, I think they'd go flying with them within the first song. Yeah.
Das habe ich mich auch gerade gefragt. Er hat nämlich eine schicke Brille auf und die würde ja diverse Male runterfallen, wenn er dann freidreht. Do you still then after concerts go out, have fun, or are you like, okay, that's enough? I don't know, maybe you've got friends here in Berlin, or what is on the menu?
A couple friends, yes. We have to be careful. I have to be careful, certainly, and limit the amount of fun after show, because there's always another show the next night, you know? So
you look wonderful, healthy, and trained, actually.
It.
No,
come
it's
on.
True.
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
It's genetic.
Yeah, I don't... Yes, well, thank... God bless my parents, you know, we'll give the credit to them, sure. Yeah.
So tell us about New York, because the new album is about your hometown.
It is a kind of tribute to our home, New York City. There are songs about, you know, the city of today, New York City today, and there's songs about the city as it once was 20 or 30 years ago, places that have gone, people that have gone. And it's also songs about a city that never really existed, you know, except in cinema or television or in rock and roll songs. For me, you know, I grew up in a small town, a village in the mountains and in the woods. And, you know, when I started listening to music, I really fell in love with this, you know, the Lower East Side, this, you know, neighborhood in New York City, because a lot of my favorite records were coming out of the scene. So I was, you know, drawn to the city, and that still has a very powerful hold on me. All bed bugs aside.
And parts where you were going crazy back then, how do they look now? Do you sometimes pass a street or, I don't know, a house and think, oh my God, this has changed a lot?
Oh, yes, of course. It certainly has changed a lot. It does feel sad sometimes. But You know, I want to make it clear that this record, Freedom Tower, is not meant to be a lament or a nostalgia piece. You know, I think that New York City is always going to be moving, and it's nothing I can do about it.
Wir hören uns mal einen Song an von der aktuellen Platte, und zwar das Stück Do the Get Down. Can you tell us just a little bit about this song? Do the Get Down?
This song is actually a tribute to the great soul singer Rufus Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then I press play.
Yeah, so you play the records.
John Spencer, Blues Explosion, Do the Get Down. John Spencer sitzt immer noch bei uns
right
im Studio. Yeah, right
yes.
here. What are you schlepping around all day?
What am I schlepping around?
Yeah. Wow,
we're in a terrible Mercedes Sprinter. I don't know. I got all sorts of, you know, drums, amps, guitars. We got the tools of the trade.
And do you still use the instruments from, I don't know, the old days? Or do you have
it's the same
fresh,
guitar.
Great.
Same guitar for me, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Never smashed it?
No. Well, in little pieces, little ways over the, it's kind of getting, you know, like a stone in the sea. It's getting, you know, worn down around the edges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know, there have been some accidents, but it gets repaired.
Maybe you can have an auction and, you know, get lots of money because people want to buy the John Spencer blues guitar.
No, we don't want to do that.
You don't think so? No? Okay. So, where did you record this album?
We recorded the Freedom Tower at Daptone Studios, the Daptone House of Soul, I think is what they call it. It's the recording studio for the Daptone record label. And Daptone is they're based in Bushwick in Brooklyn in New York City. And they're a record label famous for kind of modern soul artists, people like Sharon Jones, Charles Bradley,
yeah,
Lee Fields,
well.
Budo's Band. Many great artists, and so this is a label that is, you know, an independent label with a small studio that they built in the ground floor of a little house in Brooklyn. Not a glamorous place, not a very big studio, but a really good room, and it sounds good, and they figured out how to make great records there. And so when we were writing the songs for this album, a lot of the songs seem to have a more kind of funky edge or soulful beat or something. So it sort of seemed to make sense that we would go work at the studio that is famous for making soul records. So we recorded it at the Daptone House of Soul, and then I mixed it with a guy named Alok Momin at his studio up in Harlem called Uptown. And Alok was a guy who was in a group called Dialect, who were kind of an underground hip-hop group.
Was that your first choice, the Daptone?
Yes, it was.
Records house?
Yes, it was.
Yeah?
It was our first choice, yeah. Yeah.
So where do you live in New York?
We all live in Manhattan.
You don't live in
Manhattan? All three of us. Yes, I live in Manhattan along with my two bandmates.
And you would never move to Brooklyn?
I don't think I could afford it now. I don't think I could afford to live anywhere in anywhere else in New York City unless I got way, way out, you know, in Staten Island or the Bronx or something, you know.
What about a house in the Hamptons?
What about it?
Come on, John Spencer. You have a house in the Hamptons.
This is, the Blues Explosion, we're doing this because, like I said, it feels good. And this is our passion.
I'm just kidding.
We're not getting, we're not rich and famous. Yeah.
But living in Manhattan must also be quite expensive. Or do you have a great apartment from, you know?
Yeah,
good rents.
Yes. We got something a long time ago, my wife and I. Yeah.
Okay, when you are out in the city, where do you go and eat something? Is there something that you will always grab? You want to know all the dirty details, John Spencer.
We should have switched positions. I mean, Russell Simmons should be in here. He's much more knowledgeable about the good places, the good restaurants in New York City. I mean, for me, there are a handful of, you know, things in the neighborhood. There's a very nice ramen place on 14th and 1st Avenue called Combi, but it is nothing glamorous, nothing special. It's just, it's reliable. Yeah.
And when you travel around so much around the world, where are freaking the people out the most?
Where are the people freaking out the most? It can be anywhere. It's not like I can say, France is the best audiences or Japan is insane. It just, you know, one show can be good, another show can be better. It's kind of the same all over the world. People are, you know, they're going to a rock and roll concert. They are looking for a release. And so if someone can hear the sound of my voice and you want to have a good time, you should come see the Blues Explosion tonight at the Columbia Theater.
So sieht's aus. Ich hätte es nicht besser sagen können. Wenn ihr sagt,
If I could, I'd like to add, we're going to be in Leipzig on Saturday and Munich on Sunday. And our special guest for these all three shows is the legendary Tiger Man, who comes from Lisbon in Portugal, and also playing a kind of punk blues. So people should get there early, because it's the whole evening is going to be great.
Okay, the Lisboa guy will be tonight there as well. Okay.
And Sunday.
Okay, also ja. Tiger Man aus Lissabon wird heute als Vorband, als Vormann schon mal da sein und das Ganze ein bisschen aufmischen und auch in Leipzig und später dann in Munich. You said Munich, ne?
Saturday is Leipzig, Sunday is Munich.
Okay, ja. Da wird er auch sein. Aber erstmal seid ihr heute eingeladen, ins Columbia Theater zu kommen und wir wollen euch da gerne auf die Gästeliste schreiben. Deswegen ruft jetzt gerne an 030-2000-9000, 030-2000-9000. John Spencer Blues Explosion live im Columbia Theater. Der Meister höchstpersönlich ist bei uns zu Besuch und wir hören noch ein weiteres Stück von der aktuellen Platte Freedom Tower No Wave Dance Party 2015. That's on you, the title of the album?
That's on me? Yeah, I mean, what's the name of the group? Come on. I have a history of this thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's all how you say it, you know. You got to, come on.
Tell us about the song Wax Dummy, please.
You're putting me on the spot. I'm a terrible person answering these kind of questions because I never put lyrics in the records.
What kind
I just
of
want
questions
people
may
to,
I ask?
Oh, you can ask. I guess, I don't know. We recently made a very nice video for this song, mm-hmm. Wax Dummy. We were in Europe doing a tour in August, and we ended the tour in Greece. And we shot this video in the afternoon and in the evening of the show. And the director is a kind of semi-famous Greek independent filmmaker whose name I'm not going to try to pronounce. But if you look up the video for Wax Dummy and the Blues Explosion online, all the credits are there. But it was a very interesting experience because we filmed it in a kind of old ladies social club. We were playing on a Sunday, and every Sunday they have this social club for where cleaning women. It was strictly for maids and cleaning women to go and have a drink and eat a little something and dance to this. It was almost like polka music or something. So there was the director's idea to have us go and film there with this cleaning ladies social club.
What did you do between the cleaning ladies?
What did we do? I talked to them and okay. They're very nice. Yeah, yeah. You can see the video. I'm even getting some kisses from the women.
Dann guckt euch mal an, wie John Spencer von griechischen Damen abgeknutscht wird. Wax Dummy, das wäre das Video dazu und wir hören den Song. Und heute Abend ist er dann im Columbia Theater. 030-2000-9000. John Spencer, it was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much.
Sorry for asking so many crazy questions.
No, I'm sorry. It's really, thank you.
Greetings to New York and have fun on your tour in Europe.
Thank you. See you tonight.
Absolutely.
Columbia Theater. Blues Explosion.